are back. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm going to bring on our next guest, which is Zell Allen. With a focus on healthy eating, compassion for animals, and environmental consciousness, her vegan journey led her to her partner, Ruben, and to publish Vegetarians in Paradise. Their online publication is read by more than 125,000 visitors monthly. That's vegparadise.com. In addition to her articles, the e-zine spotlights her humorous illustrations and her innovative recipes. Zell's interest in the powerful health aspects of nuts resulted in her one-of-a-kind cookbook, The Nut Gourmet. And Zell spreads the message of a healthy vegan lifestyle by teaching vegetarian cooking classes at libraries, churches, and at Glendale Community College in Southern California. She lives in Granada Hills with her husband and her cat, Fuzzy, once a homeless kitten, and visit her website at vegparadise.com. Hi, Zell. Welcome to It's All About
Food.
Hi,
dear Karen. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, you know, we just had a heavy half hour talking about the power of plant-based foods and what they can really do for us. And the great thing is plant-based foods are delicious.
Certainly, and now we can talk about the joy of the cooking.
The joy. Now, sometimes, you know, there's a wide range of vegan cooking, and some of it is healthy, some of it is not so healthy. You know, I always say you can be vegan and not be healthy by living on French fries and Coke.
That's true.
And
yes,
we don't want to do that. But holiday time is a time when we can be a little more indulgent and still eat pretty healthfully. And
that's my favorite term, a little indulgent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
yes,
you've got some great recipes in your new book, Vegan for the Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that it's coming out now in August, and this because it's primarily for Thanksgiving through New Year's. And this
true,
people
true
can pick it up in advance, start thinking about it, get ready, get some gifts going, and not worry when the holidays come, because you've got it all figured out in here.
Done my best, yes. I've got a few things that you could actually prepare now and put in the freezer or refrigerator. And one of those things is a fabulous pan forte. It's, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's a typical Italian fruit and nut confection, and it's been, I mean, it's thousands of years old, actually. It's got quite a little history, but it is absolutely irresistibly delicious because it's, well, traditionally, the Italian version is made with glassade fruit, but my version starts with dried fruits and nuts, and then we boil up a little syrup and add it to the fruits and nuts and mix it all together, and we put it in a little baking pan, put it in individual parchment lined pans, and bake it in a little round. So it's kind of like a round flat cake.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my testers made it. She was wanting to give someone a gift. She made it and sent me an email, and the OMGs kept reappearing in that little message. And as a matter of fact, yesterday we gave one as a gift, and they just pulled it apart and began chomping away on it. It's pretty addictive, yeah.
Yeah, well, I like the idea of using dry fruit instead of all those kind of artificially colored sugary pieces of things that are supposed to be fruit.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really, really genius. And, you know, I like the idea of making things in advance because when the holidays come, things get kind of crazy and hectic.
Oh, they do.
They do. Anyway.
It's nice if you've got a little something put away in the freezer.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So I just wanted to point out a few of the recipes that jumped out as me as being a little creative or a little more unusual, and you seem to have a thing for pistachios, I've noticed, which, you know, we don't see enough of.
Well, it's true that there were a few little salmonella issues a while back, and I think what happened is that people got a little frightened and stopped purchasing them for a while, so they weren't as plentiful. But there are places where, you know, where they still are quite available. Unfortunately, nuts have gotten a little pricey.
Yeah.
Like everything else.
Everything has.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the holidays. You know, you're going to kind of break out of the mold and say, this is a special time.
Well, and, you know, if you plan in advance, which is something that I like to do, you can really look for nuts and get them for reasonable prices. Well, sometimes I spend more than I should on nuts because I really like them to be organic and fresh and high quality, and there's a couple of places online where I like to get them. But you can look around and find places where they're reasonable.
Very true. If there's a Trader Joe's nearby, that's a place where you can get them fairly reasonably. Or is Costco nationwide? I'm not sure.
I know we have them here, yeah.
Yes, we do.
So wherever
I think there
they
are.
Are
these big clubs that you can, purchasing clubs, that you can buy things in bulk. And, yeah, you can do a little bit better when you buy them in bulk. You know, it's a way to save a little money, which everybody's trying to do these days.
So you have some nice recipes with pistachio. Another ingredient that I don't see enough of in recipes are chestnuts.
Oh, one of my favorite ingredients.
You know, I lived in France for 4 years, and there was plenty of chestnuts around, all different kinds, sweet and savory, but not here in the United States, and they really are lovely, and so I'm glad to see that you've got a few yummy recipes with chestnuts.
Mm. Well, you know, at one time, chestnuts were a big American product because we had American chestnut trees. Mm. Are you familiar with the fact that there was a blight?
No.
Years ago, I think it was starting in the very early 1900s.
Wow.
There were trees that were, I think in the late 1800s, they were importing chestnut trees from Asia. And along came a blight with one of the trees, and it infected all of the trees in the U.S., and by 1950, there was not an American chestnut tree alive.
Wow. That's
so
very
the tradition died. I know I used to read about people on the streets of New York and Chicago having hot chestnuts available in the wintertime on the street. That's gone.
Oh, no. They still sell chestnuts in New York City.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Maybe
they've come back, but... you can get them in, when it's really cold out. It really is a lovely thing to buy roasted chestnuts.
Oh, it is. It is a love. And one of my favorite little and really easy recipes is the garlicky chestnut butter.
Oh.
It's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So where do we get them from now? Do you know?
Well, there are some nut growers now. The American Chestnut Foundation has been working with plant pathologists to actually crossbreed and try to come up with a blight-free American chestnut a tree. So they're starting with small plantations and working through the forestry department. And I think one day we will see what was once from Maine to Georgia, I think they had, along the Appalachian slope, they had chestnut trees, and they said that a squirrel could jump from tree to tree from Maine to Georgia and never touch the ground. But that may come back someday.
I love that image.
Isn't that great?
I love that image, yeah. Another recipe I wanted to highlight is the shiitake tornadoes and cashew cream sauce. Tornadoes.
I call them tornadoes because they kind of look like black. I guess tornado has a black cloud coming toward you. I've never been in one, but from what I've read, and these are little balls coated in black sesame seeds, and they make a beautiful presentation. And especially if they're sitting in this cashew cream sauce, It's rich, it's lavish, and it's perfect for a very lovely holiday meal. Yeah.
Zell, you've been doing this a long time. How long have you been doing this vegan thing?
We've been vegan for about 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of come from an interesting perspective. We're not young anymore. I'm 74. My husband's 81.
Mm.
And people are surprised when they meet us because we don't act like other people in our age range.
You're all energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the zip, we've got the zest, and we live in a hilly area. We walk up and down the hills, and we know so many people who can barely walk.
Yeah,
people our age range. And also, just the way we feel, we don't take the pills that they take. We don't need them. So, yeah, following this healthy path has been a huge change for us.
Now, you've had your website, vegparadise.com.
Mm-hmm.
For 15 years or something?
It's been 14 years.
14 years. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Have you
yeah.
seen a change over the years in terms of the people that are visiting and the numbers?
The numbers, absolutely. When we first started, we did this to basically find community. When we started our own vegan path, we were doing it on our own. There was one doctor of Oriental medicine that I had gone to, and she suggested that a vegetarian diet would be a very helpful path.
Hmm.
So we started on that basically by ourselves, and then after a couple of years, we were feeling a little lonely, you know? We wanted some company, somebody to share, you know, a nice vegan meal with. So we went looking on the net, and there was nothing. And our son said, why don't you start a vegan website? So we started our little Vegetarians in Paradise, and the first day we had like 2 visitors and then 5, and we got excited when we had 15 visitors.
Wow.
And we started out with a Los Angeles focus, thinking we would, you know, focus on restaurants and farmers markets in Los Angeles. And then we realized, hey, people from all over the world are coming.
That's amazing. Well, you know, when there's something you really want in the world, you've got to go and do it yourself. People aren't going to do it for you. So you created a community, and I'm sure it's just growing and growing, and a lot of people have really benefited from it.
It's very rewarding. We get wonderful emails all the time.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, saying how helpful it's been.
So I hope you have tremendous success with your new Vegan for the Holidays. And
Thank you.
I really appreciate you making this book and for everything that you're doing, because it's not just good and delicious, but it's good for the planet and certainly wonderful for the animals.
Yes.
So thank you for joining me, and it's all about food.
And
happy holidays when they come
around.
And you
too.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks a million.
Okay, that was Zell Allen, and definitely pick up a copy of Vegan for the Holidays before the holidays are here.